training or something like that, you know, just to get him excited. And you see, like, what he's doing. And, you know, JJ's not here, but you got somebody that's dominant like Clowney, and you see it on a consistent basis. You know, that just gets you excited in the back end. So we're just going to keep covering tight like we always do. You know, if we give up balls, we give up balls. But one thing about our, especially our DBs, we don't quit. We just stay going at them. So we're just going to have to play complimentary ball on, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. So we're just going to take it one day at a time and get ready for Sunday.
Can you give us an idea of how you motivate him?
Well, for example, I just ask him about – I look at other contracts of, like, other defensive ends, and then we watch them on tape. And, like, even before we go out press, I'll be like, hey, JD, man, what you think about this person? Hey, what was his contract? What did he get in a year? See, hey, you could get it. You're number one overall pick. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, he just gets excited about it. So I'm always yelling out a number. And when he hears it, he knows what I'm talking about. So it gets him more excited. I know it does. And just to see him out there doing it, it's very exciting, man, because, you know, he came a long way. You know, he had the injuries and stuff like that, but he has a better approach. So
that's good to have that chemistry going.
Definitely, definitely, man. He's a good guy.
Yeah. You may have been asked before, but just T.Y. Hilton is such a dynamic threat for them. What's the key to maybe slowing him down? I don't think anybody really stops him, but just slow him down.
Just finding out where he's at. You know, it runs through him and it runs through Andrew Luck. When you have a quarterback that's that good, you know, you just got to play good technique, play with good coverage. You know that he's going to try you, and it's just always competing. If you give up a ball, just not letting get to you, just keep going, you know, because our mindset is, especially in the DBs, you know, make more plays than you give up. Just think about all the plays you're going to make instead of the plays that you would give up. So that's a mindset that we have. We always going to go in and compete. We don't care who's on the other side.
I was going to ask you that question. That part of competing against somebody like Luck is he's going to get you sometimes. How big of a step up has that been for you, accepting the fact that, okay, he's going to make a play, I got to forget it, and then move on?
That's very important. You know, like I told the other people, you know, it's the NFL. You know, they get paid too. They're going to make plays. They have some of the best receivers in the league, just like we feel we're some of the best in the league as far as the DB unit. So, like I said, we're going to give up plays, but we feel we're going to make more plays, and that's the plan for us to do.